All right, wrestling fans, it is December 13th, which means we are 2 weeks away from Christmas Chaos. We are coming to you tonight from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, and we've got a new tag team coming into the PWA, Mike Jackson and Tommy Rogers. Tommy Rogers, you probably recognize as one half of the Fantastics with Bobby Fulton. Mike Jackson is one of those journeymen who he would wrestle in Bill Watts' Mid-South and UWF. He would be the ring announcer and referee in Ron Fuller's Southeastern and Continental Wrestling Federations. Two guys that really know what it means to be in the ring. So them coming in under a tag team contract seems like it's going to be an interesting development for the tag team division. And they will have their opportunity to show themselves as they debut against the sliding former world tag team champions, Bad Company. But that's later on in the card. A card where we have 10 great matches. Television title on the line, as always, Ahmed Johnson defending the title once again against Kendall Windham. Will Dan Spivey make his presence known a third time in a row? We'll have to find out about that. Illinois heavyweight title on the line as Cowboy Ron Bass defends the title once again against Iceman King Parsons. And then the world heavyweight title is on the line in our main event. Tully Blanchard defending the title against Goldust. And those are just the title matches. We've got seven other great matches to also have on this card. So let's get into it right now. Opening match has Billy Travis facing off against Wildcard. And Travis and Wildcard get the card started off on a good foot. Both men show great promise in the PWA. Both men are eyeing an opportunity to challenge for the television title in the near future. Travis manages to get the pin with a rolling crucifix in a time of 10 minutes, 27 seconds. As I said, they're looking for the television title. That's the next match. Ahmed Johnson, Kendall Windham, television title on the line. And again, Ahmed and Kendall have a great match. Ahmed goes for the Pearl River Plunge, but Kendall counters it with a backdrop. When Ahmed gets back to his feet, Kendall nails him with the Lariat of Doom to get the pin and regain the television title in a time of 11 minutes even. Your new television champion is Kendall Windham. Dan Spivey wasn't there during the match, but now as soon as the match is over, rushes the ring and attacks Kendall as he gets back to his feet. When Ahmed gets up, Spivey levels him with a Lariat. Spivey drills Kendall into the mat with a choke slam. Spivey picks up the title belt and gets into Kendall's face, saying that he is coming to take back his title. So Dan Spivey is not quite done with Kendall Windham yet. But I don't think Ahmed Johnson is either. But Kendall is now, again, the television champion. All right, next match has Great Kabuki making quick work of Steve Southern. Southern isn't able to handle Kabuki's martial arts skills and ends up getting pinned after a palm thrust to the throat in a time of 2 minutes, 55 seconds. Next match has Chris Candido facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Candido and Sharp have a decent match. Both men pull out all the stops to get the win. Sharp finally gets the pin after he sends Candido into the turnbuckle. Candido is too focused on removing Sharp's arm brace. His head hits hard on the middle turnbuckle. Sharp covers and gets the pin while Hart holds down Candido's leg. So Iron Mike Sharp gets a cheap win in a time of 7 minutes, 58 seconds. But again, a decent match. Here we go again. A third week of matches between Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Bob Holly. A third week where the result is the same. Bob Holly gets the pin over Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert with a backslide after Tommy Young catches Gilbert with his feet on the ropes. But your winner again, the third week in a row, is Bob Holly in a time of 6 minutes, 6 seconds.
Now we have the debuting tag team of Mike Jackson and Tommy Rogers facing off against the former World Tag Team Champions, Bad Company. Tanaka and Diamond are a bit overconfident in the match. Rogers gets the upper hand over Diamond with the swinging neckbreaker. He seeks to get the pin, but Gary Hart pulls him out of the ring. David Manning calls for the disqualification. So your winners, by disqualification, in their debut match over the former World Tag Team Champions, is Mike Jackson and Tommy Rogers. So the former World Tag Team Champions continue their slide by losing to a couple of jobbers. Are they falling apart? This time, though, it was the strategic disqualification by Gary Hart that caused the loss. Hart has always been considered one of the greatest minds in wrestling. He has a plan, but he isn't going to tell us what that is right now. But I can guarantee you, it involves Bad Company being the World Tag Team Champions once again. But that is going to be further down the road because they are going to have to reverse this skid that they have been on. Speaking of skids, our next match is the Illinois Heavyweight title match, which Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass have been going at each other like two semis slamming into each other. And here again, we have them battling over the World Heavyweight title. With the ever-increasing animosity between these two, both have been flanked with security details for the entire card. Neither was able to leave their dressing room without six escorts. Why did I spend such a pretty penny on private security for these guys? I wanted this match to be the end of the feud between these two. To further ensure this desire, I declare that the match will be a loser leaves PWA match. Whoever loses this match will be banned from all PWA cards until January 2025. Neither Heenan nor Sunshine are excited about the stipulation. Both want to keep their most successful wrestler in the PWA. And the match goes all over the ringside area. It truly spends more time outside the ring than inside. Almost 20 minutes into the brawl, David Manning gets frustrated with both wrestlers ignoring his instructions. He climbs into the ring and proceeds to count both men out. He calls for the bell and says he has counted both men out. Iceman and Bass stop their brawling to see what this double countout means for their future in the PWA. Heenan grabs the microphone and demands, as only Bobby Heenan can do, that I get out here and order David Manning to restart the match. After a minute or so, I appear on the Jumbotron. I shake my head. I announce my intention that this be the last match between these two men. However, they refuse to let the feud die. I announce that since there has been no winner to the match, there must not have been a loser either. I don't want to vacate the Illinois Heavyweight title or lose the two top wrestlers in that division at the same time. After all, who would I get to hold the title without Iceman or Bass? With that proclamation, Hot Stuff by Donna Summer begins to play. Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt appear at the interview desk. Missy playfully takes the microphone away from Lance and hands it to Gilbert. Gilbert says he's had enough of my posturing as the promoter. As Chief Booker, Gilbert was announcing that he was going to make sure that Bass would defend the title against Iceman at Christmas Chaos in 2 weeks. I object, but Missy tells me to shove it. The match is going to happen. Christmas Chaos will decide the end of the feud. Angered, I tell Gilbert that he is overstepping his role on the booking committee. I will uphold the match that Gilbert has just made. Christmas Chaos will end this feud, one way or the other. Gilbert and Missy leave the interview area. Iceman, Sunshine, Bass, and Heenan all appear disgusted with the news. Heenan still raises Bass's hand as he is still your Illinois Heavyweight Champion. So now we've got a mutiny among the booking committee. But again, that's what you get when you have wrestlers who are also on the booking committee, especially wrestlers who want to see both men gone so that they might be considered the number one contender, as Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert would definitely tell you himself. But okay, fine. 2 weeks from now at Christmas Chaos, Iceman King Parsons, Cowboy Ron Bass, Illinois heavyweight title on the line one last time. But before I get my blood pressure all up in a tizzy, we've still got three more matches to go on the card. Next match has Raven taking on Dustin Rhodes. And Raven comes down to the ring first and finally speaks to the crowd. He says he came back to the PWA from his nice perch in Motor City Wrestling for one reason. He wants the world heavyweight title again. It's been 9 months since Stone Cold took the title from him. After his illustrious reign, the title has been held by hacks that can't keep hold of it. Raven is ready to bring in a new era in 2024 as the world champion. He challenges anyone in the American heavyweight division to a match. The winner should easily be able to catapult himself into a top contender for Tully's title. Dustin answers the challenge. Knowing that Goldust has the title shot tonight, Dustin also wants a chance to prove that he deserves to be among the top contenders for the world heavyweight title. Raven and Dustin have a great match. Raven tries to keep it in ECW style. Dustin seeks to keep the match scientific. Dustin's height advantage eventually pays off, and he gains the pin after a tombstone pile driver in a time of 14 minutes, 6 seconds. Your winner is the natural Dustin Rhodes. Now we have the other side of it. Jerry Lawler facing off against Brad Armstrong, still smarting from losing the American heavyweight title 2 weeks ago. Lawler makes quick work of his match with Brad. Lawler purposely throws Brad over the top rope to get himself disqualified in just over 2 minutes. He grabs the microphone and demands that Goldust give up his title shot tonight so that he could get his hands on Tully for causing him to lose the title. Tully and Heenan answer Lawler's demand, coming out to the entrance ramp. Heenan says Lawler doesn't have a leg to stand on in his demands. He lost the American heavyweight title, and he can't even beat Brad Armstrong. Tully takes the microphone and tells Lawler that he better get out of his ring. He has a required match waiting for Lawler to leave the ring. As Lawler gets ready to make his reply, Goldust climbs over the guardrail and slides into the ring behind him. The crowd erupts as Goldust turns Lawler around and shoves him into the corner. Lawler staggers back, but Goldust shoves him back into the turnbuckle again with the shoulder block. He sets Lawler up for the curtain call. Tully rushes down to the ring. Lawler begs for mercy, but Goldust nails the curtain call. To add insult to injury, Tully drags him out of the corner to nail the slingshot suplex. Goldust and Tully kick Lawler out of the ring. David Manning sends the two wrestlers into opposite corners because it is main event time. World heavyweight title on the line. Tully Blanchard defending against Goldust. After the proper introductions, because we need to make this all in order and decent, the world heavyweight title match starts. The match barely gets underway before Lawler grabs the title belt and climbs back into the ring. He nails Tully with the belt, causing a disqualification. Lawler plays to the crowd for a second before Goldust blasts him with a short clothesline. Goldust picks up the title belt and nails Lawler with it. The former heavyweight champion stands tall, but he is still the former world heavyweight champion because Tully Blanchard gets the win by disqualification in 5 minutes, 48 seconds. So what does this look like for Christmas Chaos in 2 weeks? Is it going to be Goldust facing Tully Blanchard, or is it going to be Jerry Lawler? Who is it going to be? Well, you're going to have to come back and find out, because I'm not going to tell you right now. What I will tell you is that this is Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. I am Southern Dynamite. Come back next week as we get closer and closer to the insanity that is Christmas Chaos.